Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on a Wednesday. We continue our football talk, as we always do on Wednesday mornings, with Coach Derek Mason. MTSU, they head to Louisiana Tech tomorrow night, and we'll take them on. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing
well right now.
We're doing fantastic. I know you guys are about to fly out, and Big Joe's going to be with you as well, but what has this, you know, week and a half, whatever it's been, off like for you guys, and how beneficial has that been to have that time off to kind of reset?
Well, yeah, it's given us a chance to self-scout exactly where we've been the first half of the season. It's given our team a chance to heal up a little bit as we've gotten five or six players back, you know, for this back-end run. And really more than anything else, it's given us a chance to hit some fundamental days, give guys a little bit of rest, and then give ourselves a chance to, you know, reset in terms of where we want to go. And I think that's been good for this team. And we get a chance tomorrow night in Ruston to go take on a La Tech team. We're in similar situations, so it's must win.
You're now in conference play with Conference USA. Do you kind of, as a coach, like that when you get out of the non-conference stuff and now it's just you're focused on your league the rest of the way?
Absolutely. You know, having had a chance to play, you know, a good preparatory schedule for what we're going to see on the back end. Now, I mean, it's really about us. And now we can focus in on not necessarily these out-of-conference opponents, but really, you know, what lies in front of us in terms of the 1-0, trying to get better every week and facing the teams in this conference. And I think the matchups every week are going to be exactly what we need them to be, our execution and our ability to be able to play good ball in the back end of the season is what's in front of us.
We're talking MTSU head football coach Derek Mason on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And Coach, I got to tell you, I've seen every game, every play. Your team could be really scary if they put it all together. Is that the frustrating part?
You know what? That's the part that keeps you up at night a little bit.
Right.
I've watched these guys, and you know, it's some brilliance on special teams, some flashes offensively, and defensively. It's starting to get better. When these guys put it together tomorrow night, and that's what we're looking for, when these guys are able to put it together, it's going to be something to watch, because this team has talent. It's about chemistry. It's about trust. It's about, you know, been playing a team game with minimal mistakes. And these guys have been pushing towards that, so let's see where we go.
Yeah, we talked about this with you before, Coach, about I think you're half a head football coach and half a psychologist, because you got to keep these guys, because they're not playing bad. I know you're 1-4, but you're not playing bad.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing that we have continued to talk about is, like, the get better, fellas. Look, when you watch games, I watched, you know, the FIU Liberty game. Hey, man, football's a game of details and inches. And all that loose change that you give away never goes for you. It goes against you. So we got to grab the loose change. We got to pick it up off the ground. All the pennies, nickels, and dimes we can muster. And that's about being smart. It's about not beating yourself. And we haven't played that way collectively yet. So what we need to do is make sure that we play complementary football. And that's what we're looking for tomorrow night.
We're talking to Coach Derek Mason, MTSU, as they take on La Tech tomorrow night. Coach, you've been doing this a long time. You know how college football works. Any given Saturday, or in your case Thursday, tomorrow, anything can happen. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Whether it be an upset and being on either side of that. You obviously saw, like everybody else, what Vanderbilt did against Alabama on Saturday, a huge win for them.
Yeah.
Do you use those – and I'm not asking this because of your connection to Vandy, but do you use moments like that for your team of like, hey, they can do it, look at that, and try and take some lessons when you see a big upset like that? Do you use that as a teaching tool?
You know, I think every – like you said, every opportunity is a teaching tool. I thought what Vandy did versus Alabama was exciting and refreshing, right? I mean, they played their ball. They did a really good job of taking advantage of sloppy play. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter what the odds makers say. You know, when football gets sloppy and you don't necessarily, you know, get a team off schedule and the team is able to take you to deep water, That's what can happen. And we've seen it more times than not this year. We saw it Michigan. I mean, it's just all over the place, right? And so it's not just a one-game lesson. It's not a Vanderbilt, opportunity. It's an everybody opportunity. I mean, you have to seize the moment. You have to take care of the football, play smart football, play good defense. And you know what? Have an opportunity to find yourself playing 60 minutes, four quarters every snap. And if you can do that, you know, the end result is what you saw in a Vanderbilt-Alabama football game, and that led Vanderbilt to a victory.
All right, Coach, you always talk about how practice determines how you're going to play during the week. How's practice been for the last week?
Probably the best practices we've had. I mean, and I don't know. I'm not just saying that. I know a lot of coaches do. But it had more to do with, okay, addressing our issues, looking at the tape, and then getting out and having, you know, a couple of fundamental practices, man, that led us to, you know, run, block, hit, tackle, block, destruct, catch, run. We did those things, good on good. And coming out of that, we were able to get right into La Tech. And I think this team is rested. We've done a good job of looking at the analytics and understanding where we're getting ready to go in this gauntlet. And this team is a fresh football team, so now what we got to do is go get a victory on the road.
Well, Coach, I hope that happens for sure. Best of luck tomorrow, and thanks so much for doing this. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Let's go Blue.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the program, and they will take on La Tech tomorrow night. And, of course, you can hear Big Joe. He's going to actually have to leave here in just a few minutes to head down there, but you can hear it all. 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville, as the Blue Raiders take on Louisiana Tech. Coverage will begin at 5:30 with the kickoff at 7. And MTSU football is presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV. We'll have much more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. What do you got?
Well, I'm just gonna, there's something about MTSU football that and scheduling that I want to bring up next.
Okay, we will discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.